years, every Sunday morning, I have come to church. I have gone and picked up my wireless mic and come into the sanctuary. I did not do that this morning. I have no clue. It never occurred to me until just 2 minutes ago. You don't have your wireless on. So Donnie's going to grab that. But while she is doing that, I'm going to go on and read the scripture for today. It comes from 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 through 26. Hear now the word of the Lord. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Normally it wouldn't matter, but we do have communion, so I will be moving to the table in a little bit. So, one, Jennifer has not left the church. She has left the church staff. And it was at her request that we not make a big deal about this. So we have honored her wishes and simply are sharing that she has taken a job with the city of Bartlett, for which we are very glad for her and wish her the very, very best. Second thing, next Sunday, I will be with the Fellowship Sunday School class for their annual retreat at Paris Landing. The Reverend David Comperry has graciously agreed to come and preach for us next Sunday morning. It has been a long time since David has stood in the pulpit of this sanctuary, but he has agreed to come and bring the word next Sunday, and I hope you all will be here and greet him warmly. Raise your hand this morning if you have heard, thought, or said, "We have never been so divided." Have you heard that this year? Thought it? Said it? Perhaps you have heard or remember hearing this, because if you were here on a particular Sunday, you heard this. What did I say about Americans not too long ago? We suck at history. We do. We have never been so divided. Really? Do you know what the revolution, the American Revolution, was actually like? Do you realize how divided as a nation we were at that time? Not even a nation, but as a people. At one time, historians thought that there was about a third who were pro-British, about a third who were pro-American, and there were about a third who just didn't care, they wanted to live in peace. We now figure that's probably not quite accurate, but at least one out of every four of the colonists wanted to stay under England's domain. We were divided. From the very inception, we have been divided. Do any of you remember that little thing from your history class called the American Civil War? 620,000 Americans lost their lives in the American Civil War. At one time, I had heard, I don't know if it's still true, that more lives were lost in the American Civil War, more American lives were lost than in all the other wars combined. We've never been this divided. Oh, yes, we have. Of course we have.
look around. We don't all think, look, dress alike. A vast majority of you don't even root for the right team. But because as Methodists, we are people of grace, I will forgive you for that. Tanya shared, it is World Communion Sunday. I have always cherished this particular Sunday because of the dream, the hope that it lifts up for us. That we, in spite of our differences, that we can be one. Now that may seem rather foolish to say, given that I've just acknowledged we are in fact divided, always have been. I still can't quite wrap my head around the figure, but there's between 30 and 40,000 Christian denominations, supposedly, in the world. And that number continues to grow. We've got folks that, like we are this morning, worshiping in a very informal style, contemporary worship is what it's most commonly called. But there are others gathering in sanctuaries across the globe with ornate vestments, a robed choir, high church liturgy. We're not the same. We never have been. But we can be one. We will not become one by being unified in thought or beliefs or practice. But we can begin the journey of being one by realizing that there will come a day, there will come a day when we will be one. And that day actually can begin right now if we would simply constantly remind ourselves, ultimately, there is only one table. There is only one table. And everyone is invited to that table. You have heard me say on numerous occasions as we come for communion on various Sundays that this is not our table, it's not a Methodist table, it is the Lord's table. And that is the case today. When we come to the table, we do so invited by the one God of all creation. We do so by the invitation of the one who left us this meal, this sacred meal, this sacrament, as we call it in the United Methodist Church, of bread and wine. And yes, as Methodists, we tend to use juice most of the time, and it's grape juice this morning. But it's a gift from God. And we would do well to remember that. And we would do well to remember that as you come forth in just a few moments to receive the bread and the juice, that every single person who comes down these aisles this morning, not just in this sanctuary, but in every sanctuary around the world, every single one of those are your sister and brother. And we are one, coming to one table, because we know that there is one Lord, and it is his love for us, for all creation, for the world, that we are one. And that is the good news I share this day. And I do so in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.